Based on the fact that you are a leader today, can you sense when you may have shown some leadership qualities? And was that in high school? Was it on the team? Do you think you were flourishing in some minor way back then?
I think it's just something that happened and it was built on throughout my life. You know, even when you're playing with other kids, someone sort of takes the lead, and most generally that was something that I did. But in the school system, when I was in high school, I was asked to be in different roles other than just a student. I served on the student council for a couple of years and was president of the junior class, things like that. You learn a little bit when you're doing that. It was sort of frightening for me at the time, but I did it and was better for it.
Did someone seek you out for those, or did you say, yeah, I want to be president, I want to do that?
No, I didn't ask for it. I wasn't quite that assertive. But when I asked to do something, I did it.
So they must have seen, obviously, something in you as a leader or a potential leader to ask you to participate in that manner.
I often wondered what they saw, that it was an enjoyable experience. I did learn a lot about dealing with people. It's amazing when you cross over from being led to being a leader, things change, and it's a more difficult challenge than following someone. That continued throughout high school. I was co-captain of the football team. I was selected all-around boy by the teachers. I was always surprised when these things happened. I thought it was very cool, but I guess I never realized any potential that I may have had. And just stepped in when I was needed or asked to.
You were just being you and weren't trying to be something that was expected. You just were given a job and this is me. I'm doing it.
That's true. Right. And I'm the same way today. I mean, I do this job. I had to ask for the job, obviously. But it's the same way today. I look to other people and we all work together. And I do my best to give direction and move in the right direction. It's that way today. I realize where I am and what I'm supposed to do, and I just do it.
Did you grow up Bill or Billy, or how did they call you?
Well, I grew up being Billy until I was probably 21. A few folks would call me Bill, and I sort of like that. When you break away from a lot of folks that know you and you go into a different environment and you're introduced, you have a choice. And so I became Bill.